Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you're on 98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for hanging out this morning, Spaziano and Sandy.
Have you stayed at an Airbnb before?
Yeah, one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, one.
What was it like tucked in a neighborhood, man. Just like a rando house in a neighborhood,
beautiful,
and this is your Airbnb?
There's a beautiful mansion in Geneseo in between, ooh, right by the cemetery there, where you can cross over to Center Street to, you know, that way. And there was a local tie where they knew my grandfather or something weird like that. So it was kind of like a friendly Airbnb. I kind of knew them afterwards. Because they showed me pictures of my grandfather and stuff.
Oh, like, my God. That's so cool.
Oh, beautiful mansion. It was like, I forgot the name of it. Oh, I should know it. Anyway, yeah, it was great.
Was this
they
one
fixed
of those where
breakfast
you...
for us in the morning and everything?
Oh, no, that's a bed and breakfast.
Oh, okay. I thought Airbnbs is where people, like, are there. And Verbo's. I guess you could call it an Airbnb. I don't know. It was a bed and breakfast.
Somebody help us here, because I thought that too, but now I don't think that's the case anymore.
They,
like, bed and breakfast is exactly what you just described,
because
there's other couples staying there too, random couples.
No, it was just us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but Airbnbs, like, okay, so I don't know. I hear Verbo's and Airbnbs, it's just you at their house.
Right.
Whatever. But
right.
Anyhow, so we're staying in, and there's rules that are changing. That's why I bring this up. Mm. But for spring break, I know a lot of us are going away, and a popular spot is Florida, and we're staying at an Airbnb. But this is the first one ever that it's like just a rando house in the middle of a neighborhood.
Okay.
It feels like I'm paranoid as all heck about this. I'm
Why?
Like, this is, I don't know.
I'd feel more paranoid staying like on the beach with a million different people. Like, I'd be happier in a neighborhood where it's quiet.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, the last time we stayed, and I don't know if it was Verbo, Airbnb, it's all the same to me. I can't tell the difference, but it was like in a condo. So it looked almost like a hotel, but it wasn't. It belonged to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like just a house. Ooh. You get your own backyard. You get your own swimming pool. And I'm like, I don't know about this.
Why?
But anyhow, so Airbnb just announced yesterday that they're setting new rules. Now, hosts of the Airbnb, the owner, is not allowed. They're not allowed to have indoor security cameras in their properties beginning next month, just in time for spring break.
Well, that makes sense, right?
Okay. I was like, wait, that was allowed? Like,
well,
I didn't know this is a new rule.
Well, wouldn't you want to make sure that nobody's doing anything bad? Like,
if I'm the owner of the house, yes. But if I'm staying there, no. Get your creep cam out of here.
Well, it's not like it's a toilet cam or something in the bedroom.
I don't know. You hear those stories?
You do. And you know what? There's a whole new industry that's come out of this whole thing. You know, these new devices where you could scan the room you're in to see if there's any hidden cameras and it lights up.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen them. I've seen it, you know, on social where they're selling them. You know,
is it legit, though, or is it just a scam? Is it on Temu?
Everything's a scam.
Everything is a scam nowadays. My daughters, every time we go into a dressing room, they'll press their finger up against the mirror.
Yes, right.
I'm because like, what are you doing?
It's one way mirrors. They hide
they
a
said.
Little camera behind it sometimes.
They go, Ma, you got to do this all the time because if you see, I don't even know what you're supposed to look for. Do you see the un- What do you look for? I don't get the press of the finger thing.
I think once you touch your finger to a mirror, you can see whether it's like if it goes through, like on the other side, almost. It brings into focus like transparency.
Oh, really?
Something like that. Yeah.
Well, anyhow.
But I know you can. You got these things that you can scan to see if there's any cameras or any electronic devices.
Totally buying that.
Yeah.
I'm falling for that scam.
Yeah.
So they say indoor security cameras are allowed only in common areas of the home, such as a living room or a hallway, provided that the camera is easily visible
okay.
and disclosed in the listing before the booking.
It's not like in a teddy bear on a shelf or anything, right?
I'm sorry. This says Airbnb currently allows. So maybe mm-hmm. now the new rule is no, absolutely no cameras inside.
That sounds enforceable.
I know.
Does Airbnb right? cop go to every single one in every single city and do a sweep?
Right? Like, they have this house that I'm staying in, and I don't know if anybody has, if you have a crazy Airbnb story that you want to share, 818-2899, because I hear some people have really good stories of what happened at the Airbnb, but like, there's this backyard pool, and my daughter is so stinking excited for it, but
man.
I'm like, skeeved out. I'm like, I don't know how they take care of their pool. What if I go in and then come out of it with like a nasty rash or something?
You are the most neurotic person I've ever met. Why did you book it?
I don't know.
Because hotels are dirtier. Hotels are dirtier, right?
That is probably a true statement.
Okay.
It is probably a true statement. I don't know.
Take
I'd rather sleep on a sleeping bag in someone's yard.
Yeah, when you want to change, go out in your car, change in your car, go back inside again.
Oh, wait, genius.
Yeah, good. Great. Sounds like a fun trip. I pity your husband.
This is why I drive, by the way, for everybody who says, why the heck would you do a 22-hour drive to Florida?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
This is it. So I can pack the full thing of bleach wipes and the full can of Lysol.
Gonna go to Costco, get a case of bleach wipes.
Yep, because you can't bring that on the plane. That's the only reason why. So I can bring my cleaning supplies.
That is so, oh, God.
And I'm not even exaggerating.
I know.
But anyhow.
Okay. And your point? Spring break is here. New rules. New rules for Airbnbs. Yeah. We did stay at a Vrbo in the Adirondacks, a cabin.
Okay.
Oh, it was great. That was so cool. And we're so, you know, it was so nice that it was cousin Chris, you know, and his family and my family. And we were like, when we met the owner at the end, we're like, does this happen to be for sale? We'd like to buy this.
Oh
yeah.
Look at
it
you.
It was legit.
Oh,
we were
one
literally
of those.
Over a bottle of like Grey Goose. We were scheming to how much would it cost if we bought it and split it and rented it out? And
that makes perfect sense.
Seriously.
Over a bottle of Grey Goose.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All kinds of
any
ideas.
Any idea
came out.
That comes out on the other end of that bottle.
Yeah.
Is
it was
a
bottle of Grey Goose, Yahtzee game that lasted like 5 hours. And I think we saw global warming that night. Pretty sure.
What the heck?
Don't just listen at home or in the car. We sound great at work, too. The Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy. On 98.9, The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.